Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The question of whether an actively managed portfolio can outperform an index-based or passively managed portfolio is an age-old debate. And while the use of passive investment strategies has grown significantly over the past 10 years, our next guest says that the death of active investment management is greatly exaggerated. Bob Taylor is a chartered financial analyst with BB&T Wealth, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
So let's lay out the definitions here of active versus passive investing.
Certainly. Active investment strategies, they purchase individual stocks based on their individual merit. So you think companies XYZ's new product or service is gaining traction and it's about to take the market by storm, so you go out and buy company XYZ with the goal of earning a return that actually outpaces a market index. Passive investing is exactly the opposite. What you're doing is you're purchasing an entire set of companies based on their inclusion in a particular market index with really little to no consideration of all of their individual merit. So what happens is you get an investment return that is then the average returns of all the stocks inside that particular index. So in other words, you're just expecting to only earn the market return.
Why do you suppose these passive strategies then are increasing in popularity?
There's three main sponsors, actually, of passive strategies, and they've done a great job of selling their products to investors, highlighting absolutely the lowest cost, number one, but also because of the difficulty that active managers have in attempting to beat the market. So there have been numerous studies that have shown that the average active investment strategy in reality underperforms its primary comparator. In fact, there was a recent comprehensive study that found that the entire universe of U.S.-based active mutual funds, on average, underperformed their primary benchmark by about 0.3% after subtracting fees.
Why are active managers underperforming?
Conventional wisdom assumes that the underperformance is due to the managers being lousy stock pickers. But you think about it for a moment, Mike. The folks running these type of strategies, the portfolio managers, the research staff, other investment professionals that they hire, they all tend to be pretty bright people. You know, as a group, they're highly credentialed, and they often have advanced degrees in mathematics and finance. You would think they should be pretty good at what they do. And in fact, that proves true. That comprehensive study that I mentioned that says these active strategies underperform, what they actually found is that 88% of active fund managers in the universe were indeed superior stock pickers, and that a full 79% of that universe exhibited enough stock picking skill to more than cover their fees. So interestingly, the best performing funds actually had the highest.
So what's going on?
The underperformance is really due to two factors. First is excessive size. You know, I have to remember that managers are compensated by growing their assets under management. As assets under management grow, there's some drift that occurs where they're no longer investing in just their best ideas. So what you find is the larger the fund, the more likelihood that the portfolio holds a higher percentage of low conviction ideas. And second, that there are a host of managers out there that indeed characterize themselves as active managers, but in reality build a portfolio that more closely resembles its benchmark, what we define as closet indexing.
What should the average investor do?
Investors that are out there actually researching active strategies should focus on identifying what we call the best-in-class managers, those in the top 10% of the universe who consistently outperform their benchmark over time. The investor should also have a very clear understanding of the manager's investment process. That's very important. Is the investment process rigorous? Is it clearly articulated, or is it not well defined? Are they sending their analysts out in the field to really understand the companies that they invest in, or are they running a bunch of numbers through a black box? Another idea is the investor should pay very, very close attention to the way the portfolio is constructed. If there are 100 securities in the strategy, the manager has likely diversified away any advantage gained from just their best ideas.
And so are you saying then forget about index investing altogether?
I think indexing has its place. I think a hybrid portfolio put together of primary active strategy and then supplemented with index products. So a hybrid approach, I think, is the best way to think about it, Mike.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time today.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Bob Taylor is a chartered financial analyst with BB&T Wealth. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.